to share the word, right? In season of out season, just like I used to be a farmer. So the farmer just scattered the seed. Like we just scattered seed. We don't know which one gonna grow. Who knows? All gonna grow, you know, depending on the soil. The seed is not it's not determined the harvest, but the soil determined the harvest. Even the word of God is seed, incorruptible seed, leaf abiding thus far, but we can block the word, we can block the seed in us from stop working. This morning I want to talk about the power of Thanksgiving. And I've seen the Lord taught me about Thanksgiving is really benefit me when I live put into practice. You know, I like in America, everything we study make it practical. Most of the thing in Vietnam, if you go to school, you study like crazy all the material and may never use in life. What the purpose? But in America, I've seen that really practical thing, and I've seen God is practical. God is not just like in heaven. We talk about heaven, but He wants us to live heaven on earth, and we all know that even Jesus prayed that. On earth as it is in heaven, that the will of God. And I want to look some through scripture, talk about Thanksgiving. I've seen throughout the Bible different characters, like different people, especially you see more in Psalm when talking about David, talking about the blessing of God, the goodness of God, and giving thanks to God. Even some, when you look at his life, man, there are times people try to stone him, try to kill him, and all his children against him. And on and so forth. You can look at his life, but he's still giving thanks. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. He stated in Psalm 118, verse 1, and many other. We just read Psalm 136, and all the good give thanks to the Lord for his good, his mercy endure forever. And throughout Solomon, the same way, Solomon started. I mean, he gave thanks, he gave God the praise, the glory. Who are we? There's time David said, "Who are we? Come out of Egypt? Because we have nothing. We were slavery, but he gave people gave to the Lord. I mean, a bunch of money. It would count this day like billion dollars. You know, he recognized that God is good. That's why he said His mercy endure forever. And come to Solomon did the same thing. He never even asked for the wisdom, even asked for the glory of his life, but he just honored God, just giving God how good God is." Guess what? The first time God appeared to him after he did the first time in his dream, and the second time, the first King, chapter 3, that's the first time God appeared to him. Asked, "I will give to you," and he asked for wisdom. God was pleased, so pleased with that. God gave him wisdom, also riches. And the second time, when he was praising God and when he was giving all the sacrifice and to the Lord, the second time after building completed, he was giving. Praising God, how God was faithful from his David, his father David. His father David desired to build a temple, but the Lord said that your son gonna be with. So God kept that and he's faithful. And now someone after accomplishing all the things that God desired will build a temple, and they will give it, I mean, abundantly. If you read that in First King chapter 8, you can go and read that. And the end of after finishing in chapter 9, the Lord appeared to him again, second time in his dream. Second Chronicle, Second King, chapter 9, also Second Chronicle, chapter 7, from verse 1 to 12, and we also see the second First King, chapter 9, from chapter 8, chapter 9, verse 2, and the Lord appeared to him the second time in his dream and giving him all the glory, all the thing that we know that King Solomon, he didn't expect that. But he was doing as a worshiping, as a recognizing God is so good. He was giving thanks to God. And all the people he was blessing. But I believe that touched his heart, touched God's heart. When instead of he like, "Oh, Lord, bless me, doing this, bless me, bless me." Most of the time we come to the Lord and say, "Lord, bless me here, bless me there." We just focus on ourselves. We don't focus on him when we do that. But I see that there's just David. And also you can see the life of Joseph the same way. He said, "God is with me. I don't care what situation I'm going through." So I think that if we would look to the Lord, would give thanks, whatever God has given us. And I've seen the many people from Vietnam come to the US. They never have car in their life. They never have like, you know, heat and air in their house. They're still complaining. In Vietnam, if you would have AC in your house in the hot season, that would be like miracle in my hometown, back in my town. But the thing is this, when we started focusing ourselves, we started looking at all the problems. That's when the problem, I see the problem people, they always problem speaking. So we need to, I think, let's talk about our problem. Yes, God knows. Yes, we know it. But I think if we would learn from these people, like just learn how to praise God, learn how to give him thanks. And God started teaching me. I was the same thing. I was complaining. I was grumbling in situation. And he started teaching me when I come to U.S. and give thanks to him. Every day, give thanks to him. This make it daily. It's make effort to thank God. Look like you are saying something is not really true. But in spiritual, when we give thanks to the Lord and we recognize, I want to read in Psalm 103. This is, I found out when the Lord started showing me how important to give thanks to the Lord. And I'll tell you this, I'm so thankful to live in America. We set aside one day to thank God. That's original plan for how good. Can we turn the light on, please? To set aside one day to give the Lord thanks, even though some people might just using other, you know, other event, but the main purpose for us to give thanks to him. Now, I found out when the Lord started teaching me, this is, I find out the mercy, the goodness of God. Now, if you look at the different translation, sometimes that's translated cassette, can be mercy, sometimes can be goodness of God, can be tender mercy, can be a different Psalm 103 verse 17. Let me see if I'm correct. I think so. I think I'm. This is how he showed me when we understand it. If we read some other translation, just like 118 verse, give thanks to the Lord for his good, his mercy endure forever. Now, verse 17 is stated even clear, but the mercy of the Lord, or the kindness of the Lord, some translate kindness, or we can say the goodness of the Lord from everlasting to everlasting upon those who fear him. Upon those who fear him. And his righteousness unto children. So his mercy endures forever. But there's condition to those who fear him, to those who honor him. It's not everybody. And you can look it back in Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, talk about that. The wrath of God against those who doesn't believe. Or you can go back, you can go to John chapter 3, verse 36, says, whoever believes in Jesus have everlasting life. Who does not believe in him, the Son of God, but the wrath of God abide in them. See that abide in them. That means fight against God. Basically, we don't believe in. So the mercy, the kindness, the goodness of God for the children of God. For us, we are candidate, we are recipient. But if we don't realize that, we don't give him thanks. We giving thanks to God, I found out that we open door heaven to usher us to the thing that we don't expect. Just like Solomon, he never expected God going to do something great for him. And the Lord started teaching me, son, I want you to live a life of giving thanks to me, regardless of your situation. I start to learn that. I tell you this, the moment when I started thanking God, I remember when I was crying out to the Lord about my daughter. I see direction that is not going good for her and neither for me. I was crying out 1-2 o'clock in the morning. The Lord spoke to me. He said, your children were taught by me. I love her more than you do. I want you to give thanks. From that moment, don't ever consider, because you can't do it in your ability. If the king heart in my hand, I can turn it as a water wherever I wish. So your daughter, much more less than that, if you could trust me, just thanking me. I love her more than you do. So thanking me that I have better life for her. I have better teaching for her. Just trust in me. So I keep thanking. Guess what? The moment I started thanking God, I forget about all that. Until this day, I set free in that night. I don't have to worry about her anymore. I don't have to worry, oh, how's she going to grow up? How's she going to do this? How's she going to be in future? Who cares? Because God loves her more than I do. And I start thanking every day today. I thank God, Lord, you give me my daughter. You're going to have great plan for her. That's what I go. That's what I practice on. The same thing concerning my finance. When I look at my finance, I didn't have money. I didn't have even have money. I just thank in him. I open my refrigerator. I just thank Father. I'm gonna be plenty of food right now. And now I have three of them. I still need some more to fill the food. The thanksgiving, usher God, and release the heaven into our life. Release, give us the grace that we can partake of divine nature. We can receive the grace from God more for us. The moment we complain, the moment we worry about ourselves, look like we stop the heaven working for us. So instead of for us, look like against us. Every time we promote, yes, God know our friend, God know what we need. But the way that I see the Lord want us to live, just forget it, whether you have or you don't have. And I've been practicing giving thanks to the Lord every day. I've been in America almost 20 years. I'll tell you this, as a living testimony, I've seen the miracle of God come through without me. No, I remember one day when our shop is the time for us to pay, make a payment, $7,000 left. Okay, I didn't have that money. I said, Father, I thank you. You start a good work in me. You're the one to start a good work in me. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give thanks to you because you will not, those who believe in you will not be ashamed. That's what he said. Whether we believe in, I said, Father, I just thank you. I thank you. The bill is being paid. Even though right now it's not paid, but in spirit, I just give thanks to you. Guess what? One lady, how much you, I was doing her nails. She said, how much money you have right now? How much left you need to pay the bill so you can, you know, on the shop? I told her that. $7,000. And how much you have in your bank right now? I said $1,000. I told her the truth. She pulled out. She said, "Give me the pen." I gave her the pen. Find out she's a multimillionaire later. You see, the God used different situation. I just keep. If I will worry, oh Lord, tomorrow is the deadline, or next month is deadline. What I'm gonna do? Get us block the power of God flowing in our life. And I just keep. God, I said, "Thank you, Father. I know." You know this. I know you want me to learn to trust in you. I just thank you, Father. You brought me the richest country on earth. You will not make me ashamed. You will make me look good. That's what I do. Just keep doing. And David said, are you okay? Yeah, your mom said, no, we are good, bro. We are good, honey. He started in us. You got to believe that. You remember that when I married you, I didn't have money. He brought you here. And all my friends got shocked. 5 months later, after I married her in Vietnam, it used to take 2-3 years. Some people 5 years still there, not come here. Because the grace of God, when we give thanks, the Lord taught me. The moment you pray, like Mark 11:24, you believe it. When you believe, the moment you pray, you start to give thanks from that moment. I did the same to my car. I just bought a car 2 years ago. And my wife liked Lexus. And I don't like it because lady car, I guess. I mean, I like aggressive. I'm an aggressive driver. I like speed a little bit here and there, you know. Accelerate a little bit, but Lexus, like, you know, you go smoothly for the ride, yeah, for the smooth, for the liability, for the reliable car. I said, okay, you want Lexus, we gotta get it. I said, not cheap, about $50,000. Okay. So we went, and you know, of course, in America, we don't have money. What we do, we got a loan, right? And the moment I got a loan, I said, Father, you're gonna pay for this one. I just think, I know this is not your will for me to do. But we needed a car. 6 months I didn't have a car. So Father, I just thank you. Guess what? We just paid off. The moment you keep thanking him, you don't know the money out of nowhere. Like I said, we have the money, we need to pay off this car. She said, okay, just pay it off. But I saw it before I paid it off. I started declaring before I paid off. I said, Father, I thank you. You're going to give me the money. We're going to pay. We're going to deliver debt free. So the same thing he told me about my house, I share it all the time. I will say it again, and I will say it again next time. He said, you live in your house as your house already been paid for because you keep thanking me. That's how it works. And I see that every time I keep thanking, I lose from worry. I don't know how long. I have not worried since the Lord taught me how to live a thankful heart and put God, just like welcome God in my situation, just welcome him to work in my need. And he said, just leave your house. It's already been paid. I think next year we're going to pay it off the house. So what I'm saying, the Lord want us, because the moment we come to the Lord, most of us, like, we try to express God what our need. But the Lord wants us to come to him as he is true, our Father. My daughter, come to me. My daughter, love me. He says, Daddy, I love you a million times. He said, I love you a million times. Sometimes he said, a billion times. She doesn't ask me anything. And the Lord said, you should learn from her. She comes to you. You don't worry about what she's going to eat. She's not going to worry what she's going to write. She's not going to worry. That truly understand how much you love her. And she said, I know, Daddy, you love me too. You love me a million times too. That's her word saying. And every time, Daddy, today I want McDonald's. I said, yeah, we can have McDonald's. He said, how about today, buy me some book? It's okay. Once in a while, we sneeze it in. I love Jesus said, first, John, Matthew chapter 6, his son said, hallow your father, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth. And then he sneak a little bit, he sneak in the middle. And then before he ended, you are the power, the glory, the majesty, end up with the same thing. So I see that model that the Lord showed me, that's how we should come to the Lord, whether in prayer, whether whatever situation, watch out our mouth. And our mouth is because we are children of God. God operate by mouth, by word. So we need to consider or pay attention what we should speak, what kind of things. If we continue to say that, like, God, your mercy endure forever, your goodness from generation to generation, when we saying that, what we magnify him, and we put ourselves in position of receiving without knowing when we're doing so, we build our faith without realizing we are building our faith. Instead of, like, talking about our need, talking about, oh, this is good, not good report I received from doctor, this is not good thing to this month, oh, a lot of bill come to, instead of look at our bill, Father, thank you, hold the bill up, Father, thank you, Lord, you are faithful God, I just thank you, you've been faithful years ago and you've been doing it the rest of my life. Sometimes we forget all the good things, God. That's all Thanksgiving is, recognize us, make us to remember the things that God has done for us. Look at children Israel, last time we're talking about, they forget all the miracle God have done for them. Psalm 78, 4, verse 42 said that they did not remember all the mercy, all the powerful, all the mercy, I mean, all the miracle that God had done for them. Therefore, the Bible said that they turned back their heart and tempted God, limited the Holy One of Israel when we do that. So when we do Thanksgiving, we give Thanksgiving. And it's command, by the way. Paul said, in everything, give thanks. This is the will of God concerning, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So that's a commandment. And also we look at, let's do Psalm 100, verse 4. I love this, 100, verse 4. This also talking about how we should come to the Lord, 100, verse 4. We can read verse 1, or verse 4. I like verse 4. Into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise, be thankful unto him and bless his name. Oh, hallelujah. I think if we do that daily, I'll tell you, we would trust God more than anything else. We would see God bigger than our need, bigger than our problem, than our anxiety, our worry. We pray. I believe God give us life more abundantly. He want us to live on earth free from worry, free from anxiety. Because guess what? If we can live in full, perfect peace, all the sickness, I believe, is going to be dispersed from what's going to be, like, we experience too much the goodness of God. I'm not sure we focus on the thing that we needed in the world. Because when we focus on him, he's bigger than our need going to be met anyway. And the devil trick us, like, oh, okay, look at this bill, so big. Look like we never had this experience before. You know, sometimes he come to me the same way. He said, look at this, how big your bill is. But I tell you, right that moment when I heard it in my head, I said, no. When I was in jungle, I didn't have food to eat. God take care of me now. I'm in America. This is nothing compared to what he brought me out of jungle. And there was tiger roaring at night. There were soldiers surrounding me, but he's still protecting me. That nothing can compare to that. That can cost my life right there at that moment, but the Lord's protecting me. I said, nothing can stop me from here because you are my source, you are my God. And I believe when we do give thanks to the Lord, and it will take pressure off of us, recognize what he has done for us, recognize God is good, recognize he is our source, recognize he's our provider, our defender. Even I have people against me and say, Lord, my dear, you're the defender. I just keep saying, I release it. And I thank you. You love me. You take care of me. You're my defender. Just giving thanks already solved the problem. That's how I've seen the problem. People against me with no reason. And I'll tell you what, I'm not in good shape. I don't want to say it. I said, careful what you're against me. You're not against me. If I'm walk with God, because the mercy of the Lord, remember, on those who honor him, those who fear him. It's not everybody. It's not every believer. I know the mercy of God. I know the goodness of God to those who honor him, because those who honor him, he will honor us. So we want to be in the position of the place of receiving, position the place of faith, that we can receive, continue to walk here on earth to manifest his glory, his kingdom. And that's the whole purpose God wants us to live. As the children of God, I really believe that he wants us to live heaven on earth. What that means? We can live full of peace, full of joy, full of grace, full of truth, without worry, without anxiety. A lot of anxiety in America, especially the children of God. I've seen a lot in my shop. I talk with people every day. They say, how you live worry-free from anxiety? Don't you worry? You have bill to pay? I said, I thank God. Some of them don't believe that I share that. I don't have to worry. I thank God. I don't worry. This is big. You said you have open big shop and you don't have many people work for you. I said, well, I have one man work for me that morning up. I said, that man, his name is Jesus. The Lord Jesus is with me. What can I be afraid of? He's for me. He's not against me. He is the Lord of Lords. He created heaven and earth and everything in it. And if I doubt that I should be worried. But if I trust in that, why I have to worry? And I shared that, you really sure? I don't believe it's one lady. I mean, she spoke curse word against me. I said, I don't work here to trying to get money. He said, why are you doing business? She started cursing me out. And I said, look, let me explain to you. I'm not doing to get money. I'm serving you. I want you to have the best nail, the best service that you ever had. And the byproduct, the money come. It's not my focus, the number. I never look at the number, but because I'm doing, I want you to come to me. When you come to me, I give you the best service you can never get somewhere else. And when you experience that, you see that's different than focus. Okay, I need to get her money as much as I want from her. And then when you go out, you have to, okay, you got to do this, you got to do this. So I was trying to kind of sell more, make more profit. I'm not, no, you come, when you come to my shop, what do you do? I suggest you, this is option, you choose the option. So I do what you choose option. I don't say, oh, you need to do this, you need to do, you never heard that from me. So that's a different story. And I said, when you don't focus the number, when I don't focus the number, because I'm do one thing I'm supposed to do, the Lord delight in his people who are on the earth to the excellent one in whom is all my delight. If I'm delighting the Lord, I'm working his side. He's in my side. I'm not against him. He against those who unbelieve. Remember that. Karma is an enmity against God. That means fight actively against God. So if I'm like, oh, Lord, this is not working the way you tell me. This is the way you tell me. And I'm trying. It's not working. So I'm telling God, what is that? His way, my way is better than his way. So if I'm working my way, he wouldn't defend me. I remember I tell this story all the time. All the product that he said, this throw away, $1,000. Doesn't make any sense. He said, I can't defend for you when you're working. I want you to do the right thing. I will defend for you. All you need to do is just give thanks every day. Thank you, Father. My need is met. Thank you, Father. The bill is paid. Thank you, Father. You bring increase. That's all. And I've seen it working. Even when we started business, I didn't know how to do business. I only do know how to do nail. Different. You working somebody and you manage your own business. Totally different. I didn't know. The Lord started teaching me. Say, here you got to do. Just keep thanking me. I will bring it. I will make it work. Just thanking me every day. That's what I did. So simple. I can do that. I think everybody can do that. If we continue giving him thanks, and I think it will serve our purpose better. The power of God releasing us greater. Now I have more opportunity to give for the kingdom. That's my heart. I want to give. The same thing, I want to go preach the gospel. I don't want someone to pay me because God already paid me. So that's my heart, my desire. And I think God is doing awesome. Let's give one example in the new covenant. This is talking about giving, but I want to show you something. This ministration, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, we know talking about Paul talking about giving. Let's go from verse 7. Okay, here talking about the mystery of giving, administration of giving, just like policy of giving. Why God gave us policy of giving? Let's put that in our terms so we can make sense. I try to show some point. Verse 8 says that God able to make all grace about where it's at. You always having all sufficiency in all things that you have made about every good work. And I want to go to verse 11. Being rich in every way, verse 10, let's go verse 10 first. Now he who ministers to seed to the sower, both minister bread to your food and multiply your seed sown. So increase the fruit of righteousness. Basically, everybody wins. When you bless somebody, I partner with some people the Lord asked me to partner with. I tell you, they prosper, I'm prosper. And the guy in Vietnam, the Lord wanted me to partner with him. He get people saved every week. I can't make people saved every week. This morning before I come to the church, I call him. I said, brother, just 30 people get saved just this month only. I'm like, my goodness. Our church, we only have few people, been years. But you've been like, his church, like about 6,000 people. And people get saved every week. And he just baptized 200-something people. I forgot what the number. He said, I'm like... He took him like few days because too cold water. They don't have warm water. They just say cold water. He said, man, it take me a while to get through all that. I said, man, you need to divide by, you know, by weekly because you're doing so once, like 200, that's too much. He just baptized 200 people. He's a pastor. Anyway, he said, brother, you don't understand the thing that you give me. God just make increase crazy. And I know you God make increase in your part too. I said, that's why. This is a verse that's being rich in bountifully, being rich in everything, all bountifulness, which costs thanksgiving to God. The purpose, what we did, it costs thanksgiving to God. And verse 12, was, for the administration of this service. So talking about the purpose of giving, the policy the Lord gave us giving, so everyone can be blessed. So everybody wins, and the purpose of cost thanksgiving to him. Everybody give thanks. I give thanks to the Lord. He the one, my friend in Vietnam, I partner with, give thanks to the Lord. And people I partner over here give thanks to the Lord. And I give thanks to the Lord. See that? That's administration of this policy cost us. Whoever partaker of this policy, he talking about people who sow and is not people who doesn't give. I tell you, if you're not give, make sure we learn how to give. People who are in Zoom, learn how to give right motive. Give not like your purpose in the heart. You don't give because people tell you to give 10, come like 10%, and you don't want to give it. But learn from $1, $2, and you grow from there. And you give right place, and it will multiply your seed sow and increase the fruit. So I've seen that he increased over there. Is he's not increased in his? Because he, my friend in Vietnam, he doesn't have much finance. The church flourished. They don't want to pay him. They only pay him around $1,500. How can you leave a pastor with two children and all the ministry that he gone and driving the car and gas? The gas alone, one time fuel, already take $100 over there. One time, $100 ready. Imagine $1,500. How are you going to leave? Nothing. So when I give him, he said, brother, this is too much. I said, don't say too much. God going to give you some more. You just say little. You can say little, and God will give you more. Don't if you say too much, I don't need it. This is too much. May God may stop giving you more, brother. He said, you're right. And he's happy over there, and everybody happy. People see the power of God working in his life, and the more people get saved. He started casting devils, raising people from the dead, and dried out demons. They say, oh, this is truly you are the power. Power. We see the power of God, the loving of God in your life. And that's the reason he said everybody wants to get saved. And one the guy that he believes in to die, 1975, when I was born, he just got baptized recently, this Sunday service, yesterday, or Vietnam yesterday, we were today. So anyhow, he just shared with me this morning. So see, this ministration, talking about the giving ministration, to cause thanksgiving. We should be thanking God every time we receive from God, whether from God or from anything, whatever, the call you draw, we should give and thank. The hate that we have, I thank God for cell phone. I can talk to my friend. I thank God for a lot of things that God has given me. Even a little thing, I thank him. Because why? When we do that, we acknowledge he's the source. He's happy. He takes great pleasure. This is the will of God. If we don't do the will of God, we do the will of man. What we get? We get God. God is not pleased with us. We want to please Him. We want, Paul said, "This is the will of God concerning you, the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And if we do the will of God, guess what? God will do our will. He will serve us. He will bless us beyond a measure. God is. I see this. God doesn't mind to bless us, but He doesn't want the blessing overtake us. Just like He doesn't want money hassle. How about that? Let me put that way. If money has it, we'll be in trouble. If money has it, you can't give, because every time you give, like you pull out yourself, you know. Every time you give for the kingdom, you have to be free from money, free from reputation. So that's God want us to give, because that's commandment. Give us the place that we can grow. Give us the place. So when the moment we start to give thanks to Him, we start to take pressure off from us. We start recognizing Him more, instead of recognize our need, instead of look at our need, instead of focus on ourselves, we start to lose our focus on ourselves. That's when God started flowing us freely. Because at the end of the day, He wants us to walk in spirit. Well, when we walk in spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So Thanksgiving is powerful. I learned it's powerful. I show some people the Thanksgiving, and I see this. People who are not thankful, they are not grown. You can't trust them. If they cannot thank God a little thing, they will not thank God a bigger thing. I see, as I worked 3 years, and I hire a lot of people, and I see people never, it doesn't matter how much I did good for them, they never say one word thank to me or with my wife. They always, I remember one day, one lady, we gave her a lot. We pay her a lot. She never said thank you to us. Sometimes Daisy miscalculated during paycheck, $1 to her. She would yell at Daisy in the front of everyone in the shop. The first time she came to work, she said, "If you want to talk to me, please don't yell at me in the public. Go to the room." She herself did that. I pray about it. Daisy wanted to fire her last year. And I said, "Wait." I pray about it. I said, "It's time. Let her go." So we let her go. Because 3 years we've been blessing her. Not that we don't want to continue, her schedule keep changing, just like he's the boss, we are just, but you have to recognize it. And I recognize people who thankful heart, who like recognize, appreciate, those people grow, mature. So if we don't have that kind of attitude toward God, I don't think it's harder for us to grow in the Lord. So I learned, I thank God He taught me how to live a thankful heart. Regardless, I have or I don't have days, He said, money can move you. Glory can move you. I say, yes, my heart is steadfast. I fix my heart on Him. That's the only way. If I don't fix my heart, I don't spend time with the Lord daily, I tell you, I'm going to go that direction too. Easy for us. Look at Solomon. He's the wisest king, the richest king in the world. And look, he fall into the thing of the world. Like David, his father, he said, "My heart is fixed. Oh Lord, my heart is fixed." That's the only way we can keep ourselves in the Lord. And I believe Thanksgiving is one of the ways it can cause us to align with God, cause us to stay focused on the Lord instead of on ourselves, cause us to trust in Him, cause us to have more faith in Him than we can expect. I really believe that Thanksgiving. I have lived this, and I continue to live this kind of standard God taught me. And I just thank God. And Daisy said, you appreciate everything people do for you. And I've seen you, my lifetime only, I live with you 9 years, 10 years. I've seen you done a lot of good things, people. I don't see one person come back saying thank you. I said, shame on them. Yeah. I said, they will not grow. You watch and see, they will not grow. They stay baby the rest of their life if you're not thankful, if you're careful. Because the thing that, me, what the kid do? Me, I remember my kid. I have Isaac 1 year. Oh, he's crying all night long. He doesn't care. We work hard. He doesn't care. He's crying. I'm crying. Feed me all night long. I said, Daisy, you sleep with your boy because you want to sleep with the boy. Sleep in the same room, the same bed. Oh, it's not a good idea. If you're young, you listen out there. You don't start there. You start there, you got stuck. You got stuck. In there now. But the moment we recognize it, the moment we give thanks, that's when the Lord started growing us. And because the thing is, the Lord wanted to free from things so he can bless us, we can be a blessing to others. I really believe that. I really believe that. And he wants us to live in the place where he trusts us so much. He wants, however, he wants us to bless other people. I'll tell you, if I'm not free in this area, hard for me to give. Hard for me to give. There's time I gave away, like I give all my account. I don't have anything in there. I just gave it all when the Lord asked me to. I tell you, if money, let Lord, what I'm going to leave. I already have kids this time. But what I'm going to leave is I just gave it all. There time God tested me that I want you to give all. I said, yes, sir. It's your money anyway. You're going to take it. You brought this nation. I'm not worried. I gave it all. And yes, going to be tested sometime. But whether we say yes or no. But I'll tell you this, when we say yes, it's a blessing. Obedience is a blessing. Obedience is a blessing. But it's not easy. We can say easy. But it comes at the time, it's tested. But I'll tell you, God wants us to be free from things, free from ourselves. I would say ourselves is a big enemy because our flesh, like, oh Lord, how about that guy? He dressed good. How about the car? He drive good. I don't even care. I just care the car. Like, I want the car just speed. That's it. I want acceleration good. That's me. I don't care what brand is it. As long as it's reliable. But I would say this. I would close with this. The moment we give thanks, we give our problem to God. We give our need to Lord. We give everything. Basically, we rely on him. We trust in him. I believe that's the place where he wants us to live. Because that place is a place of freedom. So when he's our defender, he's our provider, he's our helper, we meet all our need. He's a faithful God, just like his mercy endure forever to those who honor him, to those who fear him. If his goodness going to be for us, his blessing going to be for us, the blessing of God will chase us down, overtaking us. What we touch our hand will bless if we really believe that God is a good God and his faithfulness is new every morning. I think if we see him in that place, we will have a life, live a life with thankful heart, because that's important for us so we can welcome heaven instead of track heaven. Instead of track the world, because the world, the devil doesn't want, on the other hand, doesn't want us to live. Devil want us to live in the place like, okay, all about me, you know, okay, I can't do this because look at me, what am I going to do this? But if God asks you to do something, I make sure you hear from God. That's the thing, make sure. Because I heard some of people that I know, they said, oh, God asked me to marry Mr. A, Mrs. A. But they just heard themselves saying, and then one thing, this didn't work out. Didn't work out because, you know, so on and so forth. And I believe if really God speak to you and just you continue, like, work with him, I think it will work out. Amen. I'm Drew.